Hey man, you already know. Lunch Money Lenny here. Hey, listen, Creaseland just dropped by Ant Live. If you ain't heard it, go listen to it right now on all digital streaming platforms. Features from Key, Lil B, The Bishop, Don Juan. Bro, you don't want to miss it. Featuring hit singles like CPT, Cinnamon. This is one for the ages, man. Ant Live did this fucking thing. So keep swagging on these fat bitches. Go listen to Creaseland, man. Review on the album live on our Facebook feed right now. Just type in the Lunch Hour Podcast on Facebook. And there it is. Follow us on Instagram, Lunch Hour Podcast, all one word. Follow me, Lunch Money Lenny, at Rick Nard Son, one word. And our co-host, you know, the partner in crime, Marie X, at THA Virgin Marie. We out here, Creaseland. Go listen to it.
Yo, this Grave Leathers, and you listening to the Lunch Hour Podcast. Yes, sir.
Yay!
Gotta be that Metro piece of yes with fucking Tower.
Dad, they still around?
Yeah, it's working Metro back in the day. That's a crazy ass. That's a whole other fight. So I don't want to get into that. That shit was Sabotage.
Really? Damn.
And they had like 6 jobs in a matter of like 4 months.
What the fuck, bro? Goddamn.
Because I was like, always let people know, like, it's not like I need to work here. You need me to work.
Ooh, okay. I'm listening. The energy is intense.
Yeah. So, I mean, you always gotta know your worth. And, like, one thing about, like, sales that you gotta learn first, you gotta sell yourself. That's, like, number one goal. You can't sell yourself. How can anyone sell, buy what you're selling if you can't even present yourself as something that's, like, you want? What makes you different from other people?
It's just crazy.
I
got you.
I read that on I think it was a Grant Cardone book, 10x Rule. It's just like how to sell people how to deal with RDR. It's just like reactionary D something responses, which is like people telling like objections like, oh, it costs too much, or why does it cost too much? Just figure out what's your budget, what's in your plan. That shit is crazy. Like, selling, the science behind that shit is outrageous.
What were all 6 jobs, if you don't mind me asking?
So, I was at Verizon.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Then I did, I was at Wegmans. I think, was that? I was, well, when you came, I was at Wegmans at the wedding. I was with Wegmans still.
Okay.
Then I was Verizon like in March, the retail side, the customer service side, I did Verizon. Then I saw furniture for a hot second. That shit was crazy because they were like, the very first month, they were only giving me 1% of the commission you sell. And legit, I sold a TV, like brand new one, Samsung 80-inch QLED fucking TV off the fucking wall from the Samsung vendor. With the sound bar, and only got like $30 for it.
Oh, nah, that's fuck crazy. Yeah, fuck out of here.
I was like, that's crazy. I said shit off the fucking wall. Like,
bro, what is with jobs? Well, jobs is always on some bullshit. The job I have right now, I will say, is extremely fucking good. It's probably the best job I've ever had in all my goddamn years of working. And it's like, It's hourly and then commission. And then commission's easy as shit. Like, if I take people, I get, like, what is it, like, 50 cents every time I take through people. Take people through, like, a 1 or 2 minute process. So that's easy. I get, like, $1, $2 every time I sell, like, a custom insole. I think I get $6 every time I get somebody to sign up. No, it's $5 for the insole, $6 for every VIP sign up, $3 for every VIP upgrade. I might be fucking these numbers up because I'm high, but it's like decent. And
what is they sell give, shoes and stuff?
I sell like, it's like an athletic store that sells shoes, of course. And then what we also do is we kind of like, we take you on the treadmill and we scan your foot and we get it down to a process to where we figure out if you can just rock something like a neutral shoe or a stability shoe. And stability shoes are usually for people who walk outwards or walk inwards as they take steps instead of just walking straight. So we usually find out what you need and put you in those. And then just simple shit like that. It sounds complicated, but it's real easy. I thought it was going to be complicated when I was first learning everything.
We also heard that. She got the kids with her, apparently.
Oh, my nephew is being real ghetto right now. He just came home from daycare.
He's on 10. Juice box!
At all times. Like,
please, son!
Bro, did you have an Xbox or a PlayStation?
Bro, I'm not a fucking new. I have a PS4 and a grown-ass man.
You said you're a grown-ass? What, do children have Xboxes?
Children have Xboxes and children have Android phones.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My friends got Android phones. I apologize for your inconvenience.
No, don't be sorry. They need to grow up. Get an iPhone.
Wilder. That's crazy. Like,
nah, yeah. Dude, Samsung be better than iPhones, though.
Whoa, I'm a grown-ass man because I got the PS5, so, you know.
You have the what?
PS5.
Oh, yeah, you really big boy status. That's because you're a rapper out here.
He said, Sony sent it to me directly. Nah, I wish it was like that. That was sweet.
How'd you pull that shit off?
I did
see you post that a whole bunch of time on Facebook. I thought you were fucking with us. So I was like, he's probably trolling, so I'm not even going to fucking respond.
Oh, no. Hell no, nigga. What you mean? I one thing I'll tell you is, if I'm trolling, it'll be some extra funny shit, which I never really do that shit anyway. But what I pretty much did was, you know, it's COVID. Niggas can't camp outside. So if it wasn't COVID, I would have been camping outside, nigga, probably. But I was camping online. Like, I was following pages that give instant updates as soon as they drop and shit like that. And then I copped one from fucking Kohl's, of all places. Kohl's was selling PS5s, right? I copped one of those. Everything was good. Next day, the order gets canceled. So I'm like, fuck, I didn't really get a PS5. But I think they ended up giving me like $250 of Kohl's cash. So I used it on like fucking a dope ass speaker and some headphones, some other shit. But besides that, I camped some more, did it again. I fucking caught GameStop. GameStop has bundles. You know, niggas just want to buy the system. Niggas don't really want to buy bundles. So that made it a little tiny bit easier. So I copped the bundle. What niggas didn't know with the GameStop bundle as well is you can cop the bundle and then return all the individual pieces before they shipped and get that money sent back to you before the PlayStation even ships out. So I copped the GameStop joint and I just waited, and it took a minute. Like, I thought somebody stole my shit because it took like almost a month and some change, because some shit, it slowly updated on the fucking tracking, and then it would progress and then would go backwards in the tracking. So I was like, what the fuck's going on? But eventually it delivered.
I'm jealous. Now, I have a PS4 Pro, so I was kind of like, I'm not really using too much. I got the TV that powers the Pro, so I'm not at the good graphics or anything.
Yeah, you peripheral, bro. Shit. You good for now.
The next gen shit is where I'm going to, like, really be on my shit. But I don't play, I'm not really homie playing a game like that peripheral anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what's the point? I got Tekken 21. Legend Edition, all my players are there, but niggas don't really be online. I'll be online, so, like, what's the point?
I think I know somebody who got one at Sam's Club. I thought Sam's Club had them.
Had what? PlayStation 5? PS5?
Yeah.
They might have. Like, that. I think that was one of the places. Sam's Club, Best Buy, Walmart, Target, GameStop, Kohl's, random online stores.
My job told me about called Cons, where Marie X knows because she was asking me about Vans or some shit I was selling in there. But they had PS5s, but they was wanting $2,500 for a PS5.
Who was selling it?
Cons. Now, mind you,
Jesus Christ,
mind you,
they marked so it up. Did it come with anything extra?
Just the system.
Jesus Christ.
They
so mind they it's called Cons for a reason. So they marked right. it up for one. One, they marked it up. Two, if I sold that person that something, it's only 1% commission. So only made $250 off that whole fucking sale.
That is the most disgusting thing.
And that's why I was like, I gotta go, bro. Because I was telling the story like I left because I sold a TV, brand new 80-inch Samsung 2021 QLED TV. Now this is like the top of the line TV. Like this is the best of the best TV you could get. If it ain't a QLED, it's an OLED. And the OLEDs for like people who like the rich blacks versus the bright ass colors. Anyway, sold that shit with the soundbar with it. That was like a $3,000 sale. I only saw $30 off that wholesale.
Sheesh.
I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, we had to tell them fuck the right off.
So I was like, yeah, I'm good. 1% commission is trifling. And the fact that, you know, I gotta wear these long ass shirts and shit every fucking day. Y'all just doing the most.
Long ass shorts every fucking day.
Long ass shirts.
Oh, shirts. I thought you said shorts. I was gonna say, I'm weak.
Yeah, these long ass red shirts because, you know, you can't have your tattoo showing. I'm like, we're dollar.
Ugh. That's another thing I love about my fucking job. I can have my fucking tattoos showing. So that's me.
How many tattoos you got?
Well, actually, let me not say too many. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't remember if I just counted my chest or not. So 9 if I counted my chest, 10 if I didn't count my chest.
That's not a lot. That's a
good, I'm ready to say it again.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't really have too many. I need more.
I need at least 20, for real.
I need at
everybody
least.
Everybody with, like, light skin, I feel like y'all should get blasted with tattoos. Y'all got the good skin for it.
You just got to get somebody who know what they're doing. Dark skin.
Boom. Yep, I was getting ready to say that's actually false. You can achieve the same color and brightness we can. It just has to be an artist that knows what the fuck they're doing because most artists are fucking lazy and don't give a fuck about darker skin. That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But that's how society is.
I just seen dark skinned people get white.
Whoa, white tattoo would be crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a white, like, magnolia looking flower.
Get Killer Bee. That'd be crazy.
I'm sure it'll cost you, but it's going to be worth it, so it shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had a question before we got interrupted.
Oh, yeah. I was just about to say, you probably touched on it mostly, but just what have you been up to since the pandemic, since the last time you've been on the show? Like, you know, how do you feel like you've grown?
Oh, well, as far as what I've been up to, pretty much just, shit, it's been a lot that's happened since the last time I've been on there. God damn. I feel like up until this point right now, I feel like I've just been going where life takes me, if that makes sense. It's been kind of like a kind of floaty type journey the past couple years. I've been kind of just recording, working, kind of like, I don't know. It's just like so much shit. Damn, you got me really thinking. From the last time I was really on here.
So the last time you were up here, it was season 1, I believe. And we interviewed you, I think, with Julian. And I was, like, way back in 2019.
Word. Damn. Yeah, lots happened in them goddamn... in them 2 years, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. A lot happened since 2020, and I can't believe it's about to be 2022. I still haven't processed 2020, and it's about to be 2022.
Speaking of prices of 2020, motherfucker, where are my tax returns at in 2020?
Oh, damn.
Damn, holding my shit. That's like $2,000. I need that.
I know people that still said they ain't got the stimulus. I'm like, damn, what the hell did you do?
That stimulus, that's it, bingo.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. So you got that, Johnny. Okay.
I got that shit. Yeah, it says stimulus. I looked at my calendar. Like, oh, shit. Stimulus. Definitely pay some bills. Shit came right on time. I'm like, oh, bet. We got to pay bills with these shit. You know.
Y'all think we finna go on lockdown again?
I hope so. I need another stimmy.
I'm fucking dead.
Hey, that's honesty right there. I dig it.
I seen a post that was like, Joe need to shut this shit down. I only got $3 left. I feel
I'm running low.
For real, man. Having to work this hard for money when I just sit on my ass in a house all day.
I was recording like a motherfucker, too.
Man, that shit was nice.
Every time. Hell yeah. Just relaxing, smoking, recording, catching up on shows, catching up on recording, more recording, catching up on games.
And if you want to do shit that bad, you can go to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, traveling, too. I forgot that part, traveling.
I traveled a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I mean, I wasn't essential, so my ass was essential for all my jobs, so I had to be at work hustling, bustling, fighting the virus every fucking day, having a chance to get that shit. Because you know my brother was not wearing masks, and now that they lifted the mandate, they not wearing masks even more.
Fuck them masks.
Nah, bro, that shit is sick. That's the toxic ass. Human nature, humans are just fucking disgusting. I hate it.
And you getting a vaccine?
Mm-mm. I don't see a point to it right now because they said the new variant of it doesn't care about the vaccine or some shit like that.
And don't.
But
my thing with the vaccine is, it's crazy how the vaccine came out 3 weeks after the shit hit the U.S. The vaccine was manufactured in China, which originated the coronavirus. So it's kind of like,
My man going into the theories right now.
I'm just saying, bro, the weed we have, you think, bro. It's like, damn, so y'all really trying to, you know, first it was only for the elderly and sickly. Then it was, mothers with children and shit like that. I'm like, bro, what are y'all trying to save? Y'all trying to kill a whole generation? You know we not taking that vaccine, bro.
If we have to have it to travel, like, indefinitely, I'll probably get it because I like to travel too much.
That's what I'm feeling like. If I absolutely have to get it and I can't, like, try to finesse a fake vaccine card, then I will. Because I'm like, if you think about it, how many vaccines have we had, you know, just throughout our lifetime and nothing happened? So, I mean, fuck it. If it come down to it.
Fuck that. Them shits cost some goddamn money.
What, those vaccines that we used to have? Like, you know, the ones you got to take to go to school?
The fake vaccine card.
Listen, I took a little graphics class in high school.
You about to make your own? I'm screaming. That's crazy.
Shoot. You know, those people take pictures of them and post them on Instagram, so shit.
Yeah, where my other bong at?
Man, I'm trying to be like y'all. It's a drought out here.
Damn. Can't really be like that.
Nobody got to guess. No 87, 93, nothing.
Nothing. They just got they got the mid. That's crazy.
I don't know. I might have to hit the dispensary. Give me some Delta 8.
Where you at?
I live in Southern Virginia, like the southernest part, like almost, and I go to North Carolina for everything.
They got dispensaries in North Carolina?
No, just in VA. I'm still in Virginia.
Wait, they got dispensaries? What? Hold on now. Didn't it just become legal? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I know, I just went to Virginia Beach. They got two dispensaries on the oceanfront, and then where Lenny work at, I don't know if they got real weed or just the Delta. But he worked in one in the mall. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but yeah. And
I was about to say it turned up as soon as I moved. That's crazy.
Yeah, they got them. I haven't been in one to like really know what type of flower and what situation is really going on. But yeah,
oh, okay.
They out here. I guess I'm gonna have to go find out because the streets is dried up.
It's a drought.
Yeah. The only time I ever been to a dispensary, I went to Colorado, and that was pretty cool. Because they got everything.
That's why I miss Vegas. They had everything. And you could just walk in, just like a grocery store. Let me get some of that.
Well, how much they let you get in Vegas?
I think you can get up to, I can't remember. I just know it's a lot.
They only let you get an ounce here and in Colorado, but that ounce added up fast when I was in Colorado. He was like, all right,
you got an ounce. I want to say it's more than an ounce, but it might be an ounce.
Because that ounce added up fast. Like, you had to go, like, 2 days in a row just to be, like, straight for a while. Or hit another one.
Hey, real quick. I'm back again, Lunch Money Lenny. Yo, listen, thank y'all for supporting the podcast, being part of the Lunch Brigade. We love our fans. You know, we started this as a podcast just to, like, shed light, talk about social issues and everything. And the fact that y'all still love us, support us, is crazy. 2018, man, we established, and it's 2021 now, and y'all still listening faithfully. I appreciate it. Tell your mama, tell your cousin, tell your friends. We back. We coming back for vengeance. I know I said we got merch on the way, but just keep following our social medias, man. You'll see it there. We're definitely live on our Instagram, definitely live on our Facebook. So you got any questions, hit us on our WhatsApp. Let's get it going, man. Shout out to Lunch Brigade. This episode's for y'all. Love y'all. Thank y'all.